This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Grounds. So I've got to ask, early on for 2012 campaign, we see Perry, we see Huntsman, Newt, Santorum, Bachman. But be honest, was Herman Cain your man?
Herman Cain was a good candidate. Cain is a very nice rhyme. And Obama, I had used up all of the rhymes with Osama bin Laden.
You hadn't left yourself a lot of wiggle room.
No, Yokohama, slap yo mama. Those were all used up. Fortunately, a lot of these people had good, short, rhymeable first names. Newt, Mitt, Rick. It occurred to me only recently. I woke up one morning thinking what would have happened to me if Mitt Romney's parents, having named the baby Willard Mitt Romney, had decided to call him Willard instead of Mitt. It would have been a terrible blow to me, and I think thoughtless of them.
Is that the kind of thing that wakes you up in the dead of night?
Other people worry about the bomb or something like that. I worry about whether somebody... I was worried in 2008. It sounds unlikely, but one of the people mentioned as a possible presidential candidate in 2008 was the governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich.
Well, I should think that would wake you up in the dead of night.
Yeah, except I later figured out that Blagojevich wasn't as bad a rhyme as I thought.
Give us a taste.
This is a poem called "On the Auctioning Off of Barack Obama's Senate Seat." It seemed to Rod Blagojevich a powerful appointment, which was his to make, should make him rich. His plan turned out to have a glitch. Perhaps the feds had flipped a snitch. So much for Rod Blagojevich.
Bravo. Bravo.
So, unfortunately, he's in prison instead of running.
Well, when you start writing about prisoners, right. At least you've got a go-to.
Right.
So I want to ask, I mean, we don't have time for me to ask you to read all of the pieces right. that I liked best. We will get to a few here. As I look through the narrative poem, I see there's not even time to list all of the people that came through the GOP nominating
right.
process.
Almost every one of whom became the front runner at one point.
That's exactly right. So we see Newt come in. We see Newt and Freddie Mac. We see Santorum. We see Mitt, and particularly the trees are the right height.
Right.
Bachman, Huntsman, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to ask you, in your years of watching, have you ever seen a more surreal candidate struggle from either party, perhaps, but specifically GOP in your years of watching?
No, it was strange. I think I mentioned in the book, though first-tier candidates were mostly out, Republicans were asking, what about the second tier or what about the third? Has nothing from those other tiers been heard? It was amazing that a race that was actually led in the polls by Donald Trump, I mean, a noted buffoon. So it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. And it was of course... the country might be worried that one of these bozos is going to be president, but for my purposes, we look at that sort of thing, those of us in the small joke trade, the way dentists look at tooth decay, which is it's a pity, but where would business be without it?
Well, when I was reading quite enough of Calvin Trillin, actually right. one of my favorite bits came towards the end. I'm sorry, we're not talking about that today regarding your friends have better dentists than you. I enjoyed that bit. My guest today is deadline poet for The Nation, who, if you believe the rumors, is not being paid to his satisfaction. Ex-Army, Calvin Trillin.
KBOO is able to bring you this kind of programming because you in Radioland get involved and show your support. Since today is the first day of our spring membership drive, we're going to take a brief break so that Will and Carlos can tell you how to start or renew your membership.
That's right. This is Carlos here, and the first thing that I wanted to let you know about is that by becoming a member of KBOO, with a minimum $60 pledge, you can get a hold of this book of poetry that Calvin Trillin put together, titled "Dogfight: The 2012 Presidential Campaign in Verse," which Justin is speaking with him about. And you know, one of the things that I think is just, you know, really wonderful about you know, the type of stuff that's done here at KBOO is that we, you know, we often bring on different types of poets who are, you know, in a masterful way, tying, you know, transcending a number of different types of things, such as politics, such as, you know, community organizing, what have you, and speaking on those subjects in ways that kind of reach across and touch in different ways that you know, normal dialogue can't do.
That's for sure. I mean, I'm a big fan of poetry myself. I know a great poem about a guy from Nantucket. But this Calvin Trillin is a really remarkable poet, and we're very lucky to have him being interviewed by one of our very own staff members, Justin Miller. Or as we like to say, it's Miller time around here, because he's a dynamic guy and a very valuable member of the KBOO community. And you can be too by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266, and you can become part of the KBOO community, and you can show your gratitude for all the awesome shows that we put on here and all the different perspectives we offer on this wonderful radio station. Plus, you can look up our website at kboo.fm, and you can click on the donation icon in order to either become a sustaining member or a one-time donation to this great radio station. We have also, we would like to thank some of our listeners who've called already. Do we have a list of those people?
No, not right now.
Okay.
We had some lists earlier, but we you know, we went through those, and unfortunately, I don't have the list with me anymore.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's time for you folks to call in then, and we will give you each a personal
thank
you.
Yeah, give us a new list.
Yeah, Carlos Chavez is willing to thank you, and a thank you from this guy means everything. I mean, the world. You know, that Death Star, they would have got rid of that Death Star if they could have just got a thank you from Carlos Chavez.
That's right.
He's just a terrific guy, and sexy, too. But so is Justin Miller. This is a sexy place, so come on down to KBOO, visit us if you'd like, and walk in and see what your community radio station looks like. But also, if you could donate some money right now to help us pay our bills by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You'd be doing a wonderful thing today. Today's Thursday, and I think it's time to reach out to KBOO. And you also, we have some terrific t-shirts, don't we, Colin? Don't we have some terrific t-shirts?
Yeah, we sure do.
You tell us about those t-shirts.
I'm not going to tell you about that. I'm tired of telling you about that, yeah. But we do have some wonderful...
What kind of slacker Pacific Northwest behavior is that?
I've read that t-shirt a few times already.
All right, why don't you tell us about what else you want to tell
us? Okay, we do have some pretty cool t-shirts, though, just so you
know.
I know we do. Democracy Now! T-shirt is something that a lot of folks are into. And we actually have premiums at a whole range of different prices, or I shouldn't say prices, but, you know, minimum donations. You know, not only do you get to become a member of the KBOO community, which is immediate, you also are able to get access to some of these wonderful gift items.
And like, you can show your support when you walk around proudly with this t-shirt emblazoned with the Democracy Now! Logo or KBOO. You're telling people what kind of person you are and what opportunities that they can do.
Yeah.
I have several KBOO t-shirts, and I feel like I'm advertising something I truly believe in when I wear my KBOO t-shirt. Because, I mean, how great is this radio station? I've traveled around America quite a lot, and I've never really heard a radio station like this before. Mm-hmm. And they are very welcoming. You really are part of the KBOO community. Even if you're just a listener, you're part of the KBOO community. But you can show your support for the KBOO community by calling us at 877-500-5266.
Well, none of our listeners are just listeners, by the way.
No, you they're
know?
Not?
No.
Oh, what are they?
Every one of them are very, I mean, they're very informed people.
Well, of course, thanks to KBOO.
Yeah.
Don't you think they'd want to show their appreciation?
They're empowered, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
And by becoming a member, it's even more empowering.
How do they become a member, Carlos?
By picking up the phone and dialing 1-877-500-5266. They can also go online at kboo.fm.
Yeah,
it is, matter of fact. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that,
no
Will.
Problem,
Will the thrill here.
Yeah, we're working together.
So I want to I want to thank Story and Edward. Story's from Prairie City, who renewed their membership, as well as Edward. But Edward's actually from Brownsville. Both renewing members. We want to thank you both and wrap things up and get back to the regular programming.
So the right ends up stuck with Mitt, and we go back and forth on this. Sort of it reminded me in grade school of being the last kid to be picked for a team. Meanwhile, it's not all smooth sailing for Mr. Obama, and I was hoping you might read page 95. You do a wonderful bit about Mr. Obama and the DREAM Act, and perhaps you might read along to page 97 there.
Obama's team preparing for the pending election knew some fences needed mending, with groups whose backing had become lukewarm because Obama's promise of reform that he as president would carry through had ended up too far back in the queue. The DREAM Act hadn't passed despite orations, so he came close by changing regulations to say a person, often a Latino, brought here illegally as a bambino, could go about his business and not fret as long as some conditions had been met, about the chance that he could soon be thrown from here into a land he'd never known. Thus fences with Latinos were repaired, and since they thought of Mitt as gringo squared, they could present the Democratic slate with bigger Spanish margins than 08. And here's what Obama had to say that brought a cheer from people who are gay, although he didn't say it when he'd planned, because Biden, he of loose lips, tipped his hand. On marriage vows he now felt ecumenical, so even those whose sex is quite identical should be allowed their separate lives to blend and live those lives together to the end. Before he'd called his thoughts on this evolving, his statement then went quite a way toward solving the beef of those who thought he'd move too slowly, though those who think such unions are unholy were mad. The issue has no longer got a button on it that remains red hot. Opponents are much older, meaning verily, this issue will be settled actuarially. And then there's a poem called Obama on Immigration and Gay Marriage. He led among them going in, and this the White House thought would lock it. Announcements that Obama made put gay Latinos in his pocket.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I am continually amazed. So it seems to me that it's one thing to rhyme, to study poetry, right. To write verse. We know you come from a long line of poets. Your father
at
was—
At least a line.
At least a line, if not a long one. But I suppose one of the things that moves me is how you really are able, you're sort of doing real-time description here. Right. Is that combination difficult? I mean, do you have to figure out what you're going to say and then look to rhyme it? Are you just preternaturally gifted to see it that way? Tell us about that.
Well, I often compare the ability to write rhyming verse. I often say that it is a minor facility, sort of like the guy in your family who can bend his thumb back and touch his wrist. It's just it's an odd facility that some people have and some people don't. So it's not terribly difficult for me to think of it. Of course, the names, as you mentioned, sometimes give me problems. And even some things like Tea Party is hard to rhyme, hard to use in iambic pentameter. It just doesn't come out right. So it's mentioned in some of the embedded poems instead. One of them to the tune of Matchmaker, Matchmaker, Make Me a Match. So I do feel in this book and in the one I did in 08. That I have to get across what happened, and that I can't, that it's sort of like writing a nonfiction piece, that I can't get too far from the facts, and that somehow there can't be great gaps in it. So it is sort of thinking about how am I going to take care of that primary and show who's winning and or show. There was a wonderful moment when Newt Gingrich accused Mitt Romney of being able to speak French. These moments come along, so we have to get that in somewhere.
That must seem like manna from heaven to you.
Yes, that's nice. It is. Well, remember what John Stewart said about the clip of Karl Rove having a snit on election night. He said, "Someday I'm going to die. Someday you're going to die. But this is going to live forever."
Well, that's true. This has been particularly good for business. So I asked you, had you ever seen a situation and you're watching more surreal? Did you ever have more fun than with this one?
No, this was, and you know, I was a little worried because there was only one primary. One primary fight, and the Democrats, of course, had already selected their candidate. I really did have fun, and even afterwards. I mean, when I thought about why the wonderful is that the people who comment on Washington on Sunday talk shows, the people I call the Sabbath gas bags, immediately turned to analyzing why the Republicans had lost. This is, they forgot that they said that they might win, but then they're talking about it was obvious why they lost. I did one poem called "Republican Soul Searching." We're searching our souls and we're wondering why we got beat so badly. Our rivals are gloating. It's obvious now where our campaign went wrong. We should have prevented more people from voting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well said. Well, the right ends up stuck with Mitt, and then there's a bit of gas baggery around his vice presidential selection. I very much enjoyed your writing on that. I wonder if you would read a bit about that. Page 108, Shaken Up.
Sure. Before presumptive stuck to Romney's name, the press already played a little game of speculating just what Mitt might do in choosing who would be his number two. One measure of the candidates he'd bested, just one of them was seriously suggested. Yes, Tim Pawlenty, and I might say parenthetically, Tim Pawlenty does rhyme with plenty and cognoscenti. Yes, Tim Pawlenty, who had been the guy McCain had also thought he might try as Veep before with yardage to amass, he switched and called that long Hail Mary pass. The candidates who'd been in real contention with Romney for the win received no mention. Considering Mitt Romney's gringohood, some thought the Veep position surely would be offered this time to a person who was plainly of a somewhat darker hue. They feared one day the grand old party might just disappear if it stayed lily white. There were some candidates like that available, non-WASP, attractive, and to voters saleable. Mark Rubio, a rising star, was floated, and so was Nikki Haley, who'd promoted Mitt Romney very early in her state, and Condi Rice was mentioned for the slate. Poor Bobby Jindal hoped that the pervading impression of that dorky speech was fading. And then there's a poem embedded here called Cuisine Diversity. If Rubio, Jindal, or Haley, or Rice got put on the ticket by Romney as vice, Republicans possibly then could entice some voters who like to eat food that has spice. And not stick with voters who think that a slice of white bread's the food that will always suffice.
My guest today is Calvin Trillin, speaking on Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign, in verse. Real voices, real radio. You've come to expect it from your community radio station, just as we depend on you in Radioland to stand up and become a stakeholder. Let's check in with Will and Carlos about how, for just pennies, nickels, and dimes, you can start or renew a membership that helps ensure that KBOO can continue to serve the entire community.
Thank you, Justin, and we really appreciate this terrific show you're putting on and this great guest, Calvin Trillin, a nationally famous, probably internationally famous poet, and reading many of his great poems from that book, Dogfight. And you can still get Mel Goodman's book from the previous show with Per Fograin, but if you call up now at 877-500-5266, that's 877-500-5266, you can show your support for this terrific show Justin has worked so hard on. And you can also show your support for Calvin Trillin and the amazing book of poetry that he's worked so hard on. There's so much work going on in this place and in the KBOO community. And you can show your support right now by calling up at 877-500-5266. Other people in our community have pledged their support today, and we need you to grab that phone and work out what you can donate. Maybe it's a sustaining membership at $10 a month, just $10 a month. It's $120 a year. Not that much. I mean, it does add up, but it's not that much in the big scheme of things. And you will be helping pay the bills for KBOO Radio. Everything here is done on a shoestring budget, and it's all a labor of love by the people here. Isn't that right, Carlos?
That's right. And we are some of those folks who are involved in that labor of love. You know, we come in, we spend our time to become, producers of some of this radio content, engineers. We help out at the front desk. We're doing all of the things that need to be done here. I mean, this is very much a volunteer-driven radio station. We have actually a very small staff, but, we keep this thing moving along quite well, and it primarily is because of the engagement that we have with folks like you, the listeners, who become active members and help keep this thing moving, keep all the type of programming that you're hearing on a regular basis, like this interview which Justin Miller's doing with Calvin Trillin on it's poetry on politics, the politics that surrounded the last presidential campaign that we had with President Obama. And in many ways, poetry just kind of extends that dialogue in ways that that can't be done otherwise. And so, having guests on like this, we're able to kind of it gives us an opportunity to kind of think about things, from a different perspective, which is, what we like to do here at KBOO. We like to offer different perspectives and to kind of open up dialogue in different ways that that you normally wouldn't get otherwise.
Without a doubt, that's one of the reasons I value KBOO, and I know it's one of the reasons you folks out there value KBOO. And you can show how much you value KBOO by calling us at 877-500, and KBOO, KBOO, that's 5266. So call us at 877-500-5266 to show your support and show how much you appreciate the work of Justin Miller and the wonderful Carlos Boom Boom Chavez and everybody here who puts in so much work and so much love into the programs and the terrific things you get to hear and all the unique and different perspectives that KBOO offers. Become part of the KBOO community by just donating as much as you feel you can afford right now, be it a sustaining member or a single one-time donation. We have many great gifts, including a KBOO mug, various different KBOO t-shirts, Democracy Now! T-shirt. There's all sorts of things that you can get. We have terrific volunteers who've given up their time on a lovely Thursday to receive your phone calls. So whenever you feel like you can, pick up that phone, reach out, dial 877-500-5266. And we want to thank some of our food vendors, Carlos.
Sure. First on the list, Grendel's Coffee House at 729 East Burnside, which is actually just Caddy Corner. Boy, that came out kind of weird.
You did fine. Come
Caddy
on.
Corner to KBOO Studio.
He's got his new teeth in today.
Yeah, just the bottom row. Cannon's Rib Express out in 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue. And Good Neighbor Pizzeria at 800 Northeast Deakum Street. Thank you to our food vendors.
Yeah, thank you very much, folks. And they've shown their support for this radio station. And maybe it's time you did too. Nobody wants to nag. Nobody wants to beg. But what we do need is to get these bills paid here at KBOO. And you can do that by donating whatever you feel you can afford. Maybe $120 a year. That's not that much. It's only $10 a month.
But pocket change can go a long ways.
Yep. Whatever you feel you can afford, we really appreciate. And we know you appreciate our this radio station and the programming we offer and the amount of work that goes into everything here. Nobody here is in it for the money, because that's for sure. But by donating at 877-500-5266, you can make this happen. And you can do something really positive to start your day on this lovely Thursday.
Yeah,
we also have a website.
Yeah, KBOO.fm. And, it is that passionate programming that causes most of you to tune in and to listen to what our producers have to offer on their shows. You know, you're hearing a variety of different types of programs, from, you know, Health Watch to Perifogren's show. I forgot the name of the show. Something Empire. Fight the Empire. That's right. Per is one of my favorite folks here, so that's why I'm throwing him out there. Yeah, he always has really good stuff. He was
or
on
good
earlier.
Pair, I guess.
Yeah.
Good pair of eggs.
He was on earlier this morning, and just to remind everybody, the interview that we have on today with Calvin Trillin, the author Calvin Trillin has offered his book Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse, a book that you can pick up for becoming a member at a minimum pledge of $60.
By calling 877-500-5266.
That's right. Or going online to kboo.fm. You can become a member there as well. So, you know, I want to encourage you to do that. We also have a book from the what I was getting at earlier was the author... Mel Goodman, that was on Per's show, National Insecurity, The Cost of American Militarism. That book is also available at the same $60 minimum pledge. So, you know, you get those nice gift items by becoming a member of KABU. And so we want to encourage you to do that by picking up the phone and dialing 877-500-5266.
This is Calvin Trillin, and when I'm in Portland, of course, my ears are glued to KABU because... Ever since Michelle Bachmann said that Hurricane Irene was God's warning to curb excessive government spending, I know that God can send wicked things toward people who do anything that he might disapprove of, and I know that there's a lot that he might disapprove of in Portland. So I want to know if the end is coming. I want to be able to get some warning, maybe get some laundry done, that sort of thing. So what I do is I listen to KABU. Thank you.
I'm speaking today with expert Parker and staff writer for The New Yorker, Calvin Trillin. Now, of course, even with such a wonderfully entertaining, surreal set of circumstances here, there are some things that develop that one wonders how it ever became possible. I'm thinking of Todd Akin. I don't know if you heard Alec Baldwin's quote about, "You know your party's in trouble when someone asks, did the rape guy win? And you have to ask which one.
Which rape guy?
Right.
Actually, there was a third. There was a Joe Walsh who said that exceptions for the health of the mother were unnecessary in the case of rape because doctors could always say, mom, there's not a problem. Not a problem for him, of course.
I don't want to deny our listeners your insights on the subject. Page 122, The Female Reproductive System by Todd Akin.
This is a poem that is indeed called The Female Reproductive System, a lecture by Representative Todd Akin, a member of the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology.
If that isn't terrifying.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, we can talk about how it's funny and sad and ignorant
however,
and all of that, but this adds a level of terror, it seems to me.
Legitimate rape will just shut the thing down. So if she gets pregnant, it shows that her gown was cut way too low or she had on a skirt so tight it revealed an intention to flirt. In some way, she wanted to show off her shape, and thus it was not legitimate rape. Legitimate rape will stop the thing cold. So if she gets pregnant, she might not have told the fellow to stop and not be so rough, or maybe she told him but not loud enough, or utterly failed to make good her escape. And thus it was not legitimate rape.
But I know perhaps even you can't answer this question for me, but no one else has been able to answer it. Quite frankly, where do they find these people?
Well, Todd Akin, of course, was in the House, and the Tea Party backed him. And the Tea Party, in a way, has energized the Republican Party, and in another way has been a great thing for the Democratic Party in the sense of selecting candidates who can't win, because most people do not think that the that the that rape shuts the thing down. And not only that, traditionally, people, candidates for president after the primaries try to move to the middle. Romney had a little jujitsu situation going on because he had been in the middle or who knows where he was. But he tried to do that. And remember in the second debate, he suddenly dropped all that neocon bluster and was talking about peaceful this and peaceful that. I did a poem then called Mitt Romney Pounds His Swords into Plowshares. And then in the third debate, he got even softer. And I did a poem called Mitt Romney Pounds His Plowshares into Feather Dusters. But meanwhile, people like Todd Akin and Murdoch are talking about rape. So there's another rape poem which ends. I don't know quite where this one is, but it ends by saying that what he's got in those binders now are wing nuts.
Yes.
And so as desperately as he tried to soothe everybody who was worried about extremism, there they were. I call them the Rape Science 3.
I can't remember who said it. I think it was a high-level GOP operative after the election said if they and it was a woman. She said, I'm sorry, her name escapes me, that if she ever heard anyone say anything more about rape, she was going to kill them.
Right. Well, it was because of the fact that the candidates often ended up to be extreme candidates, or even Rick Santorum. I mean, who would think that 50 years or so after Griswold versus the state of Connecticut, we'd be talking about contraception? I mean, most people have, but in order to appeal to that base, so I think in a way the Republicans are, and they of course are trying to take care of this now in one way or another, but they sort of sold their soul to Jesus. They would have been better off selling it to the devil because it's very hard to retreat from a base that's based on some of this stuff about even Marco Rubio is now not sure of how old the earth is. It could be 7 days or 5,000 years, whatever it is.
Kind of a flashback to Rick Perry there at that moment.
There was a flashback to Rick Perry. And the other thing is, of course, as people have pointed out now, although they didn't dwell on this before the election, demographically, the Republicans are fighting sort of a losing game. As the somebody mentioned it as trying, and when they talk about the old days and the real America and all of that, which not very many Americans really enjoyed the real America, as a certain percentage of them did, it said that they're trying to hold back a storm surge wave with a white picket fence. Well, it's not a good game. And you realize that one side looked at the people, tried to find the people who might be sympathetic to their cause, and then tried to figure out how to get them to the polls. And the other side tried to figure out how to keep those same people from voting. I mean, that's not a winning strategy. So I think when you're a party now of white people, you got to have some spice. I think that's going to obviously help the candidacies of people like Rubio and Nikki Haley and people who aren't, and Cruz, the guy from Texas.
Well, it seemed to me that setting aside the rape guys,
right,
it seems to me that the GOP may not understand something that seems relatively clear to me, and it was represented in a headline that I saw. 9 Mormon women explaining why they were voting for Mr. Obama.
Right.
I thought that was an interesting headline, and it seems to me that there's something about embracing reality, and that there are some things that have generally been assumed that Catholic women, for example, right, have sought birth control, for example.
Well,
it may not be something they talk about a lot.
Well,
but
they say, I think it was at Saturday Night Live where they said 90, you know, the statistic is that 98% Catholic women are using or have used birth control. And somebody on Saturday Night Live said, and the other 2% are the people who are trying to organize the softball game at the church. They don't have to worry about birth control. Right. So, another thing I have about the election, with all the analysis of who won and who lost, is that Romney not only lost it, but Obama won it. And when I think of how they won it, I think of those old Pauls in American cities who, when they wanted to, I mean, the kind of people who knew each poll watcher's name and send people turkeys on Christmas and things, when they wanted to compliment somebody they admired for understanding how things worked, they would say, "The man can count." And Obama's people could count.
Yeah.
My guest today is Calvin Trillin, speaking on Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse. And we have copies as thank you gifts if you start or renew your membership today. Let's pause again briefly and hear from Carlos and Will about how you can engage in a little bit of checkbook activism.
That's right. You can engage in checkbook. Damn, that guy is so smooth, that Justin Miller. He is exactly right. A little checkbook activism is what we need from you folks out there in the listening world. You are part of the KBOO community just by listening, but you can make this community a little stronger by donating some money today. Either become a sustaining member for maybe $5 or $10 a month. We have various t-shirts, many gifts we can give away with those donations, or a one-time donation will be just terrific. We know, we understand you folks are out there and you want to show your appreciation for this terrific radio station. So call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And now my man Carlos is going to tell us some more.
That's right, home slice. Anyways, I do want to encourage you folks to, you know, you listeners out there who are on the fence, you know, thinking, well, you know, I really like this program that's going on. I don't know if I want to pick up the phone right now and interrupt that. Or, you know, just folks that I'd rather, you know, put that money somewhere else. Just remember, you know, why it is that you listen to KBOO, you know, what it is that you rely on a regular basis from the programming that's being offered here and how important that is to you. So
you're investing in your community when you donate to this radio station. Yeah. I think that's really important to let you folks know that, how much we appreciate the people who've already donated and how much we appreciate those people who are going to donate, because this is a labor of love. You folks out there listening love KBOO, and the people who volunteer and work here love KBOO. And that is so important, because how much love is there in the rest of the world? There's a lot of war, there's a lot of conflict, a lot of hate, but the love is what counts. And you can show your love for KBOO by calling us at 877-500-5266. How about some of that checkbook activism, as my man Justin Miller said?
Yeah, well, and, you know, in the rest of the world, there are many of places that are in the rest of the world that don't have the type of community radio that we have here and at KBOO. And, you know, we have a very unique way of offering that. I mean, we're a radio station that's really like no other in the country, and
that's for sure.
And even outside of the country. You know, we're offering, or, you know, there's important programming that's going on here, that really gives you, you know, information and insight, that kind of, not, you know, it may activate you as a community member to get out and get involved in some way, you know, to get involved in the political world, to get involved in, you know, some social way
to get involved in your community.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what you get out of KBOO. And, you know, like I said, that's something that you rely on. And, you know, if you just kind of sit back and think about it, you know, it's something that means a whole lot to you. And that's why you tune in regularly, you know. So if it means that much to you, then that should be something that you would want to be involved in a more, in a more active way, you know, by getting involved financially, You help us to maintain what we're doing on a regular basis, and you know, even if you get involved as a volunteer, you know, to be involved in some of the events that KBOO is often involved in. We do a lot of on-site reporting. We do a lot of, there are a lot of musical events that KBOO is involved in, where we're airing that stuff. I was at an event earlier this year where Michelle Alexander was giving her presentation. We aired that live when she was here in Portland, and that was something that a lot of people, not everybody was able to participate there at the location, but you were able to tune in here on KBOO because we provided that live stream. So it's stuff like that allows us to kind of to all, you know, share what we're doing here. And I know Will's over there chomping at the bit. He's had a lot of coffee this morning, and it's like he's bursting. He's ready to talk some more. We're about to wrap it up, though, so I just want to give him a heads up, you know, before he gets a little carried away, that, you know, 877-500-5266 is the phone number that you're going to want to dial.
And my man Carlos is correct. I am over-caffeinated, but he is also correct about what an amazing resource KBOO.fm is. You can listen to KBOO, and no matter what time of day, all night, all day, there's always something interesting on this radio station. And I know you can show your appreciation for that. I want you to think about how much KBOO means to you. And I also would love it if you folks could realize how unique KBOO is, because I've been all over this nation, and this is just a genuinely unique radio station. And if you call us at 877-500-5266, you can show your appreciation, and you can become part of this community.
Well, third debate, one of the most pleasing moments to me was when Mr. Romney accused Mr. Obama. I don't know how this Benghazi thing was allowed to get so big for them. I guess they had nothing else. But that when Mr. Romney accused Mr. Obama of making this political, the look that Mr. Obama gave Mr. Romney said basically, A, that's not true. B, the idea that you would even suggest something like that. And at that moment, we saw the difference between a commander-in-chief and a candidate who would say anything.
Well, that was also the moment when poor Romney thought he sort of had him and then stepped into his own trap. I think it's discussed in the book. And the interesting phrase that came from Obama was, "Please proceed, Governor." At that point, he should have known something is basically wrong. It's like when a 18-year-old kid starts a sentence with "dude."
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen afterwards. Not good.
It's not good. Calvin Trillin is my guest today. His newest book is Dogfight, the 2012 Presidential Campaign in Verse. And you have sort of anticipated one of the elements I wanted to get your ideas on. I read an article recently that was rather complicated for me, but it was talking about essentially political dynasties, and they can cross parties. They needn't be led by the same people. Right. But that essentially what they were arguing is that with Obama's reelection, we see the end of a political cycle that basically begins with Reagan. We have an end of the Reagan dynasty, and in some senses, Nordquist gets drowned in his own bathtub. Right. The neocons are sort of history. So given these changing demographics, what does the GOP do? They find someone of Hispanic descent to chicken hawk these bankrupt policies of deregulation and trickle down. I guess what I'm leading to, is it already Hillary versus Rubio?
Well, it might be. I think that the Republicans point out, some Republicans, and I think Rubio might be among them, have pointed out that Latinos, for instance, and Asians, who went just as heavily for Obama as Latinos did, are natural constituents of Republicans. Latinos, many of them are tied to the church. Very religious, very family-oriented, in some cases entrepreneurial, hardworking. So in a way, I think the Republicans have an opportunity to appeal to them. And as you know, they in the past, they won much more of the vote than they did this time. I mean, you have a candidate this time talking about self-deportation, which sounds even physically dangerous.
It seemed to me he could have reread Mr. Carnegie's book because I didn't see a chapter about self-deportation in How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Self-deportation was not a good phrase. So I think in a way they did everything they could to discourage them. There's a poem here about voter suppression that says, American children are all taught at school that voting is democracy's most vital tool, but in the wrong hands, all that voting can bring a little too much of a very good thing. Yes, too many voters of darker complexion can cause the wrong person to win an election, and college kids mostly are just in a phase that makes them left-wing and supportive of gays. To us, each of them is a dangerous blighter whose voting should wait till he's older and whiter. So we put in laws we have reason to think will mean that the strength of these voters will shrink. We shorten the hours and ask for a lot of picture IDs more than anyone's got. Their votes aren't the votes that the framers intended. We only regret that the poll tax has ended. The voting we need in this land of the free is voting by people with whom we agree. Well, that doesn't work as a strategy, I don't think. They have to figure out something else.
No, not with the current demographics, right? Well, so, okay, I wasn't able to pin you down on a prediction, and I just want to remind listeners that I do take your predictions extremely seriously, because I have to point out that years ago, again, on these very airwaves, and I have the tape in case anyone needs it, you made a prediction about the underwear bomber. You said you had a theory about Khalid the Droll sending the shoe bomber out to make people have to take off their shoes in the airport. You said we would know you were right when they found the underwear bomber. And as long as I live, I will remember the moment I heard that on the news and thought very fondly of you, bud.
Thank you. Thank you. I was quite proud of that prediction. And John Stewart played it on The Daily Show, and I guess my daughter T-voted and showed it to my grandson, who was then about 7, and my stock went up a lot because he said, Bobo said underwear on television. So I got a lot of points for that.
So we're just about out of time. I would be remiss if I didn't ask briefly your personal favorite moment of the campaign, if you haven't mentioned it. Also, maybe a slight hint at what you're working on next.
I'm sure my favorite moment of the campaign was the 47% video. And
he really seemed to be giving it away with that one.
Yeah, and it was amazing that they didn't realize that you can't assume that nobody is in there with video. And then I had a lot of fun thinking about who might have been the person who took it in there, which, as you know, we don't know yet. I mean, we know who kind of found bits of it and found it, but we don't know who actually took it in there. I like to think it was the wife of one of the big fat cat donors, that she hates her husband.
Along the lines of Mormon women voting for Mr. Obama.
Exactly. Hmm. She likes the house in Boca.
Yeah.
She likes the Lexus. She loves the private plane, but she hates her husband.
Right, right.
So, and what I'm working on now is absolutely nothing. I'm going to finish this book tour and then go back to Oaxaca to visit my daughter who's temporarily living there and my granddaughters. And and then I'll have to look at, I hope to go back to doing New Yorker pieces, what my daughters call my boy reporter mode.
My guest today has been author, gourmand, and all-around mensch, Calvin Trillin. His latest book is Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse. Calvin Trillin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Justin.
My engineer has been Kathleen Stevenson. For KBOO Public Affairs, I'm Justin Miller, and you're listening to KBOO.
That's for sure. You certainly are. And if you call us at 877-500-5266, you can donate to any of our volunteers.
That's right. We've been cold chilling with Calvin Trillin, talking about his book, Dogfight, the 2012 presidential campaign in verse, which our good friend, the very sexy Justin Miller, conducted the interview. And he's here with us to help encourage you as member. As listeners, to become active members of KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks so much, Carlos and Will. Fabulous to have you pitching, and really glad we were able to air that interview with Calvin Trillin today. It's always a privilege to speak with Bud. I would mention he has been to KBOO a few other times. You can search our archives for Calvin Trillin at our website, kboo.fm. You can hear previous interviews. You can also start or renew your membership right there. And folks, membership equals voting. Right here at KBOO, you vote with your dollars. When you set aside a few pennies, nickels, and dimes every week, every month, every year, whatever it is, to make sure that we can bring people like Mr. Trillin in to the studios and put that out to indeed the whole wide world. So please call right now and show your support, not for me or for Trillin per se, but for Will and Carlos and Rock and all of the volunteers who are here and every hour of every day that is being hosted by your ambassadors here at KBOO. Light up those phones, won't you? 877-500-KBOO.
Yeah, keep us here. Keep us involved in what we're doing here. You know, we look forward to being able to come in and do the type of things that we do here with the programs that we're involved in, with just being involved in the KBOO community. So, you know, we encourage you to also do that, but also to engage financially so that we can keep things moving along that like we do on a regular basis here at KBOO.
That's for sure. If you call us at 877-500-5266, you can show your appreciation for Justin Miller, Calvin Trillin, that guy per se that he was talking about, my man Carlos over here, and all the volunteers and the lovely Kathleen Stevenson, who's just one of the best people I've ever met. And that's the thing about KBOO. It's a real community. And when you come in here at 20 Southeast 8th, just off Burnside, you can walk in. People will give you a tour of the radio station. They can tell you what's going on. You could even buy a T-shirt if you want. That's a good way to donate. Or you can call us right now. If you don't have the time to drop in, you can call us, and we have many great KBOO T-shirts that my lovely friend Carlos would like to tell you about.
Let me just jump in before you do that. I'm really excited about this new T-shirt and had a hand in drawing it up. But I wanted to remind people that for a few more minutes here, they could get copies of Bud Trillin's book, Dogfight. And I just wanted to mention that the real gift is the programming. The real gift is the feeling that you get when you help make it possible. The real gift is when you invest in access and training for the entire community. But that's not enough, because we're givers down here, and we want to give you a copy of Dogfight. It's a beautiful little book. I believe that's for a minimum $60 gift. That's just $5 a month, or maybe something like 16 cents a day. So I wanted to remind people, you can do that at KBOO.fm, or call up and tell us why you love KBOO. In addition to Will and old Boom Boom Chavez over there, call us up right now, toll free, and then I want to hear about the T-shirt, but I want to make sure people know that there are still, I believe, some copies of Dogfight when you call toll free 877-500-5266.
That's right, and just so I can explain for you guys about what this T-shirt looks like, I don't know what color you would call that, but it's a greenish color, light green, kind of earthy tone, right? Yeah. KBOO Community Radio, 90.7 FM is what it says on the front, in a cool design. Not just for commie pinko freaks, self-righteous gutter punks, drug-addled peaceniks, anarcho-syndicalists, hippie tree huggers, gay hillbillies, militant vegans, geriatric deadheads, or the Foil Hat Brigade anymore. Listen online at kboo.fm. It's a really nice looking T-shirt, and it's available at a minimum pledge of $90.
Well, and that's really meant to be this welcoming spirit, reminding so many new listeners of KBOO who've never made that call before that we're sending this t-shirt out because there are too many people involved. There are too many people helping to make this service possible and receiving this service for these old stereotypes to be in effect anymore. And we wanted to have a little fun with that. And mostly that's meant to welcome all of you. And even if you are gay hillbilly and militant vegan and self-righteous gutter punk,
especially
we want to welcome you, but we don't want you to feel that you need to be a militant vegan in order to help make this service possible. Toll free, 877-500-5266 to get a copy of Dogfight by Calvin Trillin. You can talk to us online. Tell us why you support your Mighty 90.7 community radio at kboo.fm.
That's for sure. I love that t-shirt, and I've got to score myself one of those. And I don't think I actually fit in any of those that list of different people.
We'll be the judge of that.
But that is the great thing about the community radio station, that's everybody's welcome. I started volunteering here about 3 years ago, and I was made to feel welcome by the volunteer coordinator, and I feel very fortunate. And you folks can do the same thing. You can come down here, or if you don't have time for that, then you're welcome to donate. We would really appreciate a donation. As Justin did the math on that, which is way more than I could do, but he did the math on how small an amount that actually is to support this radio station as a sustaining member, or as a single one-time donation, whatever you feel you can afford. Please call us at 877-500-5266.
Will, you make an excellent point. There may be smaller contributions, but there are no small contributors here at KBOO. Every gift is really important. And in fact, when we ask you to decide what it's worth for you, one of the things we're trying to do here is to remind you that the amount you give isn't as important as making the call, as starting a membership. If that's the basic $40, if that's $60, maybe you had a good year, the economy is rebounding, maybe that's $1,000. Over this year, but it doesn't matter what the amount is. It matters that you stand up and be counted, that you make your voice heard, just as KBOO makes room for all of these other voices. Please, right now, go over to the phone, 877-500-5266, to say thank you to all of your cultural and political and entertainment ambassadors who come in here. They take their own time out. We're not paying them. All of these people come down because they want to reach out into your hearts and your lives and your neighbors and your friends and your families and your communities. You can do that online at kboo.fm or call us and say hello. Let us hear your voice, 877-500-5266.
That sure is true. I love KBOO, and I know you folks love KBOO, those listeners out there. And this really is a labor of love. So show your love by calling us at 877-500-5266.
March Music Moderne 3. 85 composers, 32 concerts, 18 venues, 17 days. KBOO is a proud media sponsor of March Music Moderne for 2013, underway now through March 23rd, when Northwest New Music and City of Tomorrow Wind Quintet will perform at Community Music Center. Full info on all events at marchmusicmoderne.org.
Glowing cats, pigs with cystic fibrosis, robo-insects, have you heard about them? What about goat milk made from human genes to stop diarrhea? Join me, Linda Olsen-Osterlin, for a membership drive special. Author Emily Anthes will talk about her new book, Frankenstein's Cat, Cuddling Up to Biotech's Brave New Beasts. If you care about animals and our future on this planet, tune in Thursday morning, March 28th at 9:30 for Frankenstein's Cat on A Deeper Look.
This is KBOO News at Noon for Thursday, March 21st. I'm Kristen Yount. In New Orleans today, a federal judge has dismissed charges against BP contractors MI LCC and Cameron International. MI is a drilling fluids contractor, and Cameron International was responsible for the manufacture of a key safety device that failed, resulting in millions of gallons of oil to be released into the Gulf of Mexico 2 years ago. BP, Transocean, and Halliburton are all seeking similar dismissals on the charges of gross negligence. The companies face fines nearing $18 billion under the Clean Water Act if found responsible. Related to the BP spill, BP engineer Kurt Mix faces federal obstruction of justice charges. Mix is accused of deleting texts and voicemails from his supervisor and BP contractors reacting to the BP spill. PKK leader Abdullah Öcalan has approved a ceasefire between Turkey and Kurds. The groups have had an ongoing armed conflict for 30 years. The death toll has reached 40,000. Turkish Kurds want to self-rule. The Turkish policy of outlawing Kurdish language schools has been waning over the last few years. Officials are hopeful that this ceasefire attempt will work. The Kurdish leader has approved the ceasefire from jail, where he has lived since 1999. In Pakistan, a car bomb has killed at least 12 refugees and wounded at least 30 in a Peshawar refugee camp. The camp is home to Pashtun refugees who have been displaced by fighting in the countryside near the Afghan border. Senator Ron Wyden and Representative Jason Chaffetz has introduced a bill in the Senate and the House. The bill is called the Geolocation Privacy and Surveillance Act. The act requires a court-issued warrant based on probable cause before law enforcement can track your location with your own technology, your cell phone, or your GPS. This has been KBOO News at Noon. Tune in to listener-supported, volunteer-generated news right here, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
And you're tuned to Community Radio, KBOO, 90.7 FM. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Hopworks Urban Brewery, committed to creating world-class food and organic beer as sustainably as possible at our carbon-neutral EcoBrew pubs. Hopworks is located at Southeast 29th and Powell Boulevards, and Hopworks Bike Bar is at North Williams and Shaver. Available on draft and in bottles throughout Cascadia. Information at 503-232-HOPS or hopworksbeer.com. And this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from The Garden Spout, specializing in indoor gardening equipment, including horticultural lighting, environmental control, hydroponic and organic nutrients and pest control. The Garden Spout is located at 4532 Southeast 63rd, just south of Foster in Portland. Information at 503-788-GROW.